Hi there. The word for you today is on how to prepare yourself. In the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 13, we read, "So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife." It's a great story. In order to prepare Ruth for meeting Boaz, her future husband, Naomi taught Ruth two important principles about succeeding in life. A couple of principles you would do well to pay attention to. Number one, you must have the right attitude. Naomi said to Ruth in Ruth 3 verse 3, "Anoint yourself." Now in Bible times, people anointed themselves with oil in order to be refreshed and renewed. So when you think about it, Ruth was, in essence, adopting the right attitude. Hey, if you're praying for a good job, or a suitable partner, or a favorable outcome in a particular area, but it hasn't happened yet, don't automatically blame Satan. Check your attitude. In Romans 12, verse 2, in the J.B. Phillips translation, Paul writes, "Let God reshape you so that your whole attitude is changed." To get the right result, you need the right approach. And here's a second thing we learn. You must be willing to stand out in the crowd. Naomi instructed Ruth, Ruth 3 and 3, "Put on your best garment." But you say, why get dressed up for something that hasn't happened yet? I'll tell you why, because God blesses prepared people. When your time comes, you've got to be ready. Ruth's story teaches us that it's those who are willing to stand out in the crowd who get noticed. Think about that. Any time you dress for where you're going, there's a good chance you'll look out of place where you are. Hey, that's okay. Your highest priority should be God's approval, not man's. You've got to have a definite destination, otherwise you'll be tempted to make excuses and keep trying to explain to people why you're so different from everybody else. But when you know where God is taking you, you won't care. The truth is, when others look at your preparation, they should be in no doubt as to your destination. Think about it.